Minimum intolerance. So all attributed, forgive and forgiveness appears. Because if previously, for small sport matter, you get irritated. After having realization, after having spontaneous conviction, nothing has been happened. No irritation. Whatever happens in a small thing appears in your experience, you will be completely calm and quiet. Exceptional tolerance will come, exceptional blissfulness. And they will say, all desire will disappear. No desire. No mind, no ego, no intellect. It happens spontaneously. That is called spontaneous conviction. You will be completely free, even though you are using this body, either male or female, will remain unconcerned with the body knowledge. You are using body as a temporary thing, just like using something, say, instrument, something like that. It happens spontaneously. That is the conviction, spontaneous conviction. Mm-hmm. Understanding is quite easy. I understand, I'm not body. It is not so easy. And for which, again, I'm repeating, meditation is the basic thing. You have to devote some time. Sometime is at least 1 hour, if it's considered 24 hours, you can use 1 hour. What 1 hour you are doing? Just to try to identify unidentified identity within you. I was not body, I am not body, I am not going to remain body. That reality will be absorbed totally within you. So even if you are living in this world, as a male or female, you are unconcerned with the body activity. It happens. Complete peacefulness will be there. And it's very simple. Only Nama Mantra is playing very, very good part. Through Nama Mantra, you're hammering yourself. So slowly, silently and permanently, all this desire, all this expectation needs to be dissolved. You're completely free, completely free. Completely silent, silent, silent. So understanding at intellectual level is not sufficient. Because everything within you, spirituality, reality is not separate from you. So far we are measuring ourselves in body form, therefore we are not able to identify ourselves in real sense. If you are not identifying ourselves in real sense, whatever you are doing, if you approach thousands of masters, if you read thousands of books, some people coming, 50 years I am doing spirituality, 30 years I am doing spirituality. What you are doing? The settled ego is there. I am doing something. You are not doer. There is no deed. Nothing. Sorry. So, first stage, your body and it is supposed to be dissolved totally spontaneously. It happens. Nothing is impossible. You are getting courage. So, there only don't be any play of the words, spiritual words, we are playing with the spiritual words. Atma, Paramatma, so many, thousand words. We are created language, we are giving meaning to the language, not to struggle with the language. Since somewhere I am saying that, why this, why you, they are the words, just for conversation, just for sharing the reality knowledge. We are nothing. See what was there prior to beingness? In language was there. No I was there was no you, there was he, she, it, did nothing was there. No concept of God, no master, no disciple, no devotee, no deity. Nothing was there. After living body, what remains? You've got a lot of knowledge. You're master of knowledge. Okay. Will that knowledge will be held to at time during the body? What is the use of that knowledge? What do you mean by knowledge? Just to identify oneself in real sense. Or identify ourselves in body from that illusion. It's the open fact. So everything starts from everything within you. as I told that everything came out of nothing, everything dissolved within nothing. Your presence was there but not any form, your formless presence. After leaving body, your presence will be there, not in form. It's like so many houses have collapsed. What of the fate of the sky, space? Sky is not dying. There is no death. There is no birth. So death and birth concepts about dissolve. All desire will be dissolved. It happens. We are having subtle desires. So instead of studying the spirituality, try to digest that spirituality within you. Spirituality is not separate from you. So far we are measuring ourselves in body form, or counting ourselves in body form, spirituality will be different. The moment spirituality absorbs, and that state, there is no I, there is no you, he, she, nothing is there. No God is there, no master is there, no disciple, no devotee, nothing is there. Therefore, I told you, except you are selfless, if there is no God, no Brahman, no Atman, no Paramatma. All needs, requirement, desire came along with the body. Where is the desire prior to beingness? Everything dissolved along with the body. What remains? Yes?
Mm-hmm. Master, is it best to stop reading like your book or Nisargadatta's books? Or is it best to stop reading that at some point?
Not to stop reading, you read it.
Read?
Oh. You can read books. But you are reading your biography, when you are reading certain books, suppose this is a story given by from birth to death, living Sandy's biography. Oh, it's my biography. It's my story. You read it in that way. Somebody wrote some biography on your life without your knowledge. When you came across with such books, oh, it's my biography. Like that, when you are reading any Uchavraman Maharshi there, Nisargadatta Maharaj, so many masters are there. Language are different. But what they wanted to convey, there's so many spiritual books are there. Don't think this is subtle body, this body, that body. What to do that about bodies? Where are the bodies prior to beingness? Four bodies are there. This body. What to know after this body? See, the principle behind the spiritual knowledge, this body belongs to five elements. You are projector of these five elements. Where are the five elements prior to beingness? The sky is there. Please, guys. Sky is there, earth is there, wind is there, sun is, light is there. So all these five elements came along with this body. Where are the five elements prior to beingness? After leaving body, any elements, you know? Nothing. So all knowledge, whatever knowledge of it, it is all along with the body. So how to play with the words? All spiritual words are indication, inviting attention.